Bay Area researchers are hard at work developing a new kind of coronavirus test, how it could help Americans get back to work.
That will allow us to process new protocols in order to get people back into the workforce, or at least back into society.
Santa Clara County has the largest number of coronavirus cases in the Bay Area. Now local leaders are offering a bounty for ventilators.
Just 1 hour until the start of more major service cutbacks to Bay Area Transit.
I think the cut was really dramatic and drastic. I don't want the buses to stop.
Tonight, the potential impact on essential workers commuting during the coronavirus outbreak. Now at 11 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, California's governor feeling confident enough to send hundreds of ventilators away. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. KPIX 5's Katie Nielsen reports the move comes as one Bay Area county is offering to pay for old ones.
Ventilators are often the best chance of survival for patients with a severe case of coronavirus. And with Santa Clara County being one of the hardest hit in the Bay Area, local leaders are asking for more.
We are using 217 ventilators today. We have 435 ventilators available today. We believe we need another 1,000 ventilators.
Local leaders announced earlier today they will pay a bounty of $1,000 to anyone who can provide a used or old ventilator.
Even if they're broken, we're interested in those ventilators because we want to make sure we can get as many as we can here to Santa Clara County.
Bloom Energy is working with the county and city of San Jose to fix up the used ventilators, then get them out to local hospitals. At the same time, Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state is lending 500 ventilators to the national stockpile to help the hardest hit areas like New York, saying right now other states need them more.
This does not go to some warehouse, doesn't collect dust, to immediately redeploy them as needed based upon conditions on the ground.
Governor Newsom says there are 11,000 ventilators in the state's healthcare system, with another 500 possibly being delivered tomorrow.
We have capacity in our hospital beds, in our ICU beds, and with our ventilator supply.
Santa Clara County's public health officer, Dr. Sarah Cody, says it seems the shelter-in-place orders are working.
We're not out of the woods, but I have, a few little sparkles of optimism. We don't look like it looks in other places in the country where the infections have grown exponentially. Infections are not growing exponentially here.
Santa Clara County leaders say they haven't seen a large surge in coronavirus cases, but they want to have the necessary medical equipment on hand just in case. At Valley Medical Center, Katie Nielsen, KPIX 5.
So far, there are more than 1,200 cases reported in Santa Clara County and 42 deaths.
Well, tonight, San Jose city leaders are considering freezing rent for people who are struggling to pay their bills. Under a new proposal, rent payments will be suspended for 3 months. In order to qualify, tenants must prove they had a direct financial impact from the pandemic. Well, so city leaders will discuss the proposal tomorrow night.
California is putting the brakes on all evictions during the coronavirus crisis, unless it's a matter of public health or safety. Last month, Governor Newsom issued an order preventing landlords from evicting tenants who were unable to pay rent if they could prove it was caused by the outbreak. Today, the State Judicial Committee expanded on that, barring any eviction orders from being enforced until at least 90 days after the state of emergency has ended.
Some deep cuts coming to BART and Muni routes with ridership plunging. Both transit systems will be scaling back significantly this week. KPIX 5's Joe Vasquez reports it's leaving limited options for essential workers still relying on public transit.
The changes to the Muni system will take place in two waves beginning tomorrow. By the end of the week, Muni says it will cut back its system from 80 lines to 17.
You may have noticed the buses are still running, but most of them are quite empty. That is one of the reasons Muni says it's cutting its routes. 7 routes will be cut on Tuesday, then on Wednesday, dozens more will be reduced to what Muni calls its 17 most used lines.
I mean, it definitely makes sense, right? I would imagine that it would be like a birthing place for this virus, right?
Muni says 5 of its employees have tested positive for COVID-19. Others are quarantining, and yet others have underlying health conditions. The transit system expects about 40% of its drivers will be out in the coming week. Since Muni is still serving 100,000 passengers a day, many of them essential workers, they've decided only the bus routes that cut through the main arteries of the city will continue to run, but not as often as they normally do.
I think the cut was really dramatic and drastic. I don't want the buses to stop, you know, I want everybody to be able to do what they want to do, you know.
BART is also slashing its service. Starting Wednesday, every other train will be canceled during the work week. That means service will run every 30 minutes until further notice. Joe Vasquez, KPIX 5.
For a complete list of the upcoming service changes on both Muni and BART, you can head to our website, kpix.com.
A troubling turn for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He is now in intensive care at a London hospital. Johnson was hospitalized Sunday night after being diagnosed with the virus nearly 2 weeks ago. The government said the decision was a precaution and that the 55-year-old is in good spirits.
Tonight, scientists in the Bay Area and around the world are focusing on a new kind of test that could determine who has recovered from the coronavirus without ever knowing they had it. KPIX5's Betty Yu on how antibody testing could be key in getting people back to work. Betty?
Ken, it's important to note that the antibody test is different from the current coronavirus test. The results could be useful because people with antibodies may have enough protection against the virus to consider getting back to work.
Today, an ambitious testing program by the University of Miami began in South Florida, one of several nationwide awaiting FDA approval. The goal, to clear up the chaotic picture of just how widespread the virus is. They plan to test 3,500 randomly selected residents. California Governor Gavin Newsom said today a test being developed at Stanford University may be released as soon as this week. The test uses a blood sample collected typically with a finger poke.
All part of figuring out whether or not people have immunity, people have the kind of antibodies that will allow us to process new protocols in order to get people back into the workforce, or at least back into society in more traditional ways.
The test, also being developed at UCSF and under study at UC Berkeley, looks for a person's antibodies, the proteins the immune system makes to attack the COVID-19 virus. It doesn't look for current infection. Instead, it detects who's had it in the past, whether they know it or not.
The problem is not all antibodies are protective. So you might have a positive antibody test and not be protected, or you might have a positive test and then the antibodies might go away over the next 6 months or year or 2 years.
So UC Berkeley professor of epidemiology Art Reingold is part of the team doing research on the antibody test.
Antibody tests could also help inform the development of a COVID-19 vaccine. As far as the Stanford test, blood samples have already been collected from about 3,200 volunteers, and results are expected to be known in about a week. Liz?
Betty, thank you. A South San Francisco family is searching for answers tonight after a 71-year-old father died while on the Coral Princess cruise ship. Wilson Ma died Saturday from the virus. Family members told KPIX5 that Ma needed to go to the hospital, but the ship's medical staff, they say, refused to call an ambulance. Two others on the Coral Princess also died from the virus. 274 passengers are still on board after the CDC recommended against cruise ship guests traveling on commercial flights.
Still seeing some rain working its way farther and farther off the coast after we had pretty widespread and occasionally heavy rainfall across the Bay Area for the third day in a row. Adding up the rain over the past several days and some decent rainfall totals, talking about several inches of rain in the Santa Cruz Mountains, anywhere from 2/3 of an inch in the city to some locations picking up more than 1 inch of much needed rainfall over the past few days. Coming up in the forecast, I'll track if there's any more headed our way.
Also coming up, the mayor of San Francisco unexpectedly dropping her opposition to a plan aimed at helping vulnerable residents during the coronavirus crisis.
This is an opportunity to take advantage of what's going on and build a real solution.
In tonight's Project Home, the explanation for the sudden change of heart.
A Bay Area restaurant owner determined to help others despite his own struggles. The big show of gratitude for local first responders.
They're right on the front lines every day, you know, putting their lives on the risk. So it feels good to do something for them.
KPIX 5 wants to bring you the good news happening here in the Bay Area and connect you to people looking to help. Go to kpix.com/together. You'll find stories of how we are better together. You can also send your story ideas to together@cbs.com.